We gather here this morning, even as Christians in the first century gathered together on the first day of the week, and in the second century, in the third century, and all the centuries in between then and now. And we considering how our brother David opened his lesson talking about the peace of God. Throughout those centuries, there was often no peace for the Christians who assembled to come together, take of this bread and take of the fruit of the vine. Even today, we have come together in this country, and this country is at peace within. But there are Christians throughout the world today who come together, and they also, in this century, have no peace. But God, through Jesus, offers his peace. Because those who come together, wherever they are in the world today, they have a hope higher than this world. When they come together to remember the death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus the Christ, they are looking and proclaiming to all who will see this, that they believe in the promise that was given, that even when all in our lives around us are falling apart in this world, we have hope for the one that is to come. And God, in his wisdom, gave us simple things to take. There are some places you can go, there is a great deal of fanfare about taking the Lord's Supper. But Jesus gave us simple things. Bread that has no leaven. Fruit of the vine. Grape juice that has no leaven. No preparation essentially is required except to squeeze some grapes and put some flour and water together and put it in the oven for a time. And so we gather here 2,000 years later, looking back at the centuries and remembering the one who rose to give us new life and hope and peace beyond what we see in this world. Max, would you join me, please? Would you pray with me, please? Our Father, as we come together this morning, we come together to remember the sacrifice of your Son who gave his life willingly. We pray, Father, for this bread now that represents that which was broken for us, the flesh that was broken open for us through the beatings, through the piercing of his skin on of the nails, to the sword that was thrust into his side. Be with us, Father. Having examined ourselves, let us be prepared to take this bread in a manner that is worthy of your name. In Jesus' name, amen.